The following was in the afternoon at Needmore, Pennsylvania, second Sunday in October, 1967.
Expresses that if I amend my ways, then I can avoid a place which she said that hell, if it were hotter than the day was, or the temperature was that day, she would change her ways. Well, that is basically the thought, basically the doctrine of men and women. Because they know that God gave the law by Moses, and there's certain things stipulated in the law, the Ten Commandments, for one thing. And then the many other and various and sundry laws that were given Israel as they in their tabernacle worship, in their sacrificial worship, they were given. But for the main, for the most part, people got that while they know and they admit that Adam and Eve transgressed and became condemned, dead in trespasses and sin. But they seem to feel that when God gave the law at a later date, he had but one purpose in that law, and that was to make the way, I've heard the expression, passable and possible. Well, that's what they say. That's what many people believe. But there's there's absolutely nothing in the scripture to make us to feel that that is the truth, because everything that the apostle did, every explanation, interpretation that the apostle gave, and every one that the Savior himself gave, belies the fact that salvation is in any sense whatsoever obtained by the works of the creature. Now the Apostle Paul was one of these fellows who believed that he was a very righteous man. I wonder if he lived in this day when he was in that condition. I wonder if he would be one of these that's going around from door to door and urging people to do this and do that and the other, urging them to keep the law, urging them not to do certain things. I wonder if he wouldn't be among these people that do that today. Because the apostle was earnest in what he was doing, though he was wrong, and yet he believed that he was doing God's service. He barely thought he was doing God's service when he was urging that men and women should keep the law, that they could obtain some kind of sanctity by praying often, by paying tithes, doing many, many things that the Pharisees were wont to do. They thought, therefore, as did Saul, they thought that they were bringing themselves into greater favor, closer connection, a closer union with God by these things. But now when the work of the Lord was in his heart, the work of the Spirit of the Lord was in his heart, and as he afterwards testified of these things, looking back on it as he did, as we do too, he said, but the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ may be given to them that believe. And so you see, this is one verse before I began to read. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ may be given to them that believe. Now, if we take the language of Paul a bit, but the scripture hath concluded all under sin. Well, that's what I think is a very plain statement. There's nothing to be found in that that is doubtful, but it makes a statement. But the scripture hath concluded all under sin for this purpose, that the promise by faith of Jesus Christ might be given to them that believe. And so the scripture tells us exactly what these things are for. But I know that you will agree with me if I have found it to be true so many times, that we cannot just by reading the scriptures, just not by the letter of the word, understand what they're talking about or what it means. But if we are given the same Spirit. Faith.